Deuteronomy chapter 13. If a prophet or a dreamer arises among you, and he proclaims to you a miraculous sign or wonder, and the sign or wonder takes place, and he says to you, "Let us follow other gods, gods you have not known, and let us serve them." Do not listen to the words of that prophet or dreamer, for the Lord your God is testing you to see whether you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Follow the Lord your God and fear him. Keep his commandments and obey his voice. Serve him and loyally hold on to him. But that prophet or dreamer must be put to death, because he has encouraged rebellion against the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage. He has tried to lead you astray from the way that the Lord your God commanded you to walk in. This is how you are to put away evil from your midst. If your brother, the son of your mother, or your son or daughter, or your beloved wife, or your closest friend entice you secretly, saying, "Let us go and serve other gods that you or your fathers have not known, any of the gods of the people that are around you, whether they are near to you or far away, from one end of the earth to the other, do not give in to him or listen to him. Have no sympathy for him and do not spare or cover for him. But you must surely put him to death. Your own hand must strike the first blow to put him to death, and afterwards the hands of all the people. Stone him to death, because he tried to turn you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Then all Israel will hear and fear, and never again do this type of wickedness among you. If you hear in one of your cities that the Lord your God is giving you to live in, that some scoundrels among you have gone out and led astray the inhabitants of their city, saying, 'Let us go and serve other gods, whom you have not known,' then inquire, search, and make a thorough investigation. If the charge is true that such a detestable act has been done among you, then you must surely put the inhabitants of that city to the sword, absolutely destroying it. All who are in it and all its cattle must be put to the sword. Then gather all of its spoil into the middle of its public square, and burn all the spoil and the city with fire to the Lord your God. It will remain a ruin forever. It must never be rebuilt. Do not take any of those things devoted to destruction, so that the Lord may turn from his fierce anger and be merciful to you and show you compassion and multiply you as he promised to your forefathers. If you obey the voice of the Lord your God by keeping all his commandments that I am commanding you today, to do what is right in the eyes of the Lord your God."